Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry today went to two scientists behind a groundbreaking technique for making molecules in a lab. It's called asymmetric organocatalysis, a way to create chemical building blocks for anything from drugs to food flavorings. The winners are David McMillan of Princeton and Benjamin List at the Max Planck Institute in Germany. And we have Benjamin List on the line from a train on his way to Germany. Congratulations, sir. How you feeling?
I feel just overwhelmed and super happy. And wow, it's also an honor to speak to NPR.
Honor to have you. Happy
Thank
how?
You.
How do you think about this recognition of your work and where the work you've done can take us all in the future?
Well, let me say one thing up front. I don't know if you knew that, but catalysis contributes to roughly a third of the global GDP.
I did not know that. My goodness.
Yeah, right. And I also only learned about it recently. And the truth is also that we scientists, we do this kind of research because we love doing it. And it's not so much with a direct application in mind usually when we do it. The catalysts that we have made, they are used to make pharmaceuticals, for example, including one important antiviral against HIV. Of course, I don't take credit for this drug, but only for the chemistry to make it available.
And for the most basic chemistry 101, organocatalysis, for the rest of us, how do you explain what it is?
Okay, it's not so difficult because chemists have always thought there are only two types of catalysts, so-called biocatalysts. These are the catalysts of life in all living organisms. We need catalysts, for example, to digest our food. And the other types of catalysts chemists appreciated were metal-based catalysts, often heavy metals. And these are used, for example, in crude oil refining and in synthesizing gasoline and plastics. And that was sort of the dogma for hundreds of years, basically, until David McMillan and we discovered that small organic molecules can also function as general catalyst class. I mean, the beauty of catalysis is that you have what is called turnover, right? You add a little bit of something, and then you produce a lot of something else.
Now, the members of the Nobel panel called this new method simple as it is ingenious. And one of them wondered why we didn't think of this earlier. Was there a moment in your research when you thought this could be really big? This is the eureka moment here.
Yeah, I think it really was there. And even I was sort of very, very skeptical when I did these early experiments. And I thought maybe everybody knows already that it's a silly idea. I remember doing the experiment and seeing actually it worked. And I somehow could foresee that there is a future for this, what became a field.
And finally, this is a big, you know, news day. You're surprised here, but have you thought about what you can do with this money?
I know what I can do because we just built a house, my wife and I. And I think this can be very helpful.
That is Benjamin List, home renovator and the recipient of this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. He is with the Max Planck Institute in Germany, and you won it along with David McMillan of Princeton. Thanks so much for the time, and congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much. My great pleasure. Have a nice day.